WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. The U.S. says it's working with South Korea and Sweden to find out more about American Army Private Travis King, who was taken into custody in North Korea after he crossed the demilitarized zone. The 23-year-old was supposed to return to the U.S. to face possible discharge after his release from a South Korean prison on altercation charges. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they're trying to find out where he's being held.
The administration has and will continue to actively work to ensure his safety and the return of Private King to us and to his family, obviously.
The investigation into the Long Island serial killer murders expanding into other states. Suspect Rex Huerman had properties in both South Carolina and Las Vegas. He's charged with 3 murders dating back to more than a decade. Heat records breaking again across the country as dangerous triple-digit temperatures smother states from Florida to California. This is ABC News. John Kerry in Beijing in an effort to mend U.S.-China relations.
Beijing's blunt message, it's willing to work with Washington on reducing global warming as long as its political demands are met. Responding, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry.
We came here to break new ground, which we think is important at this stage, and it is clear that we are going to need a little more work to be able to complete that task, which we still believe, both of us, is doable.
Ties between the countries have hit an historic low amid disputes over tariffs, access to technology, South China Sea claims, and Taiwan. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A new study from Johns Hopkins shows that hundreds of thousands of Americans died each year due to a misdiagnosis from a doctor. Strokes were the most misdiagnosed condition. You may soon have more space on Twitter to express yourself. Elon Musk says they're working on a feature that will let users publish very long articles. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Board Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Court dates for the teenager accused of killing Lily Peters last year have been scheduled. Motions this week to seal photos and videos of the case were accepted. Another motion hearing next week will decide what evidence can be used by prosecutors. On August 7th, the court is scheduled to decide whether the case will be moved to juvenile court or if the now 15-year-old suspect will be tried as an adult. Earlier this year, 2 Northwestern Wisconsin police officers were killed in the line of duty. Now, their communities are honoring them. County Highway SS in Barron County between Chetek and Cameron was renamed Monday night to be the Officer Emily Breidenbach and Officer Hunter Scheel Memorial Highway. The officers were killed on April 8th after being shot by 50-year-old Glenn Perry during a traffic stop. He died from a gunshot wound after shooting both officers with an AR-15. And tonight, northwestern Wisconsin has a slight risk of scattered severe storms. The National Weather Service says the storm should be arriving late afternoon into the evening. From the Civic Media News Desk in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection. Only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
More at CruitersLoungeMN.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Jeff Stein joining us here in a little bit. I'm actually kind of fascinated by that Michigan lawsuit against the 16 fake electors because it's very Al Capone. It's mail fraud-esque, you know. It's just, but it's got teeth, man. It's got some teeth. We'll talk to him about those things. And the pathetic IRS hearing today where Republicans were, so you were upset that they weren't moving at the schedule you thought would be a more appropriate. Oh, okay, scandal. 952-946-6205. We have to create a new public service file here for the radio station. Things we never thought we'd actually have to tell people not to do, but they keep freaking doing them. Of course, I think in the pantheon of this, don't leave your car running and leave it with the keys in it going. You just made it convenient for the thief. Don't give an unlocked cell phone to anyone as you leave the bar. All right? Okay, these are things. Don't put fireworks in any hole on your body. All right? I don't care what you think is going to happen. It is not going to go well, and you're going to be your own public safety announcement before too long. You know, there's a reason why people get nicknames like Three Fingers. All right? Or, well, I can't even say that nickname. Anyway, but we have a new recurring problem, Brett, that we have to inform people to not do, apparently. Stay away from the large creatures, namely buffalo. They're pretty badass, and they don't care. They're not cows. They're not dogs. They've been hunted by wolves pretty recently, as a matter of fact. So they're ready to kind of, you think your 50-pound overweight selfie idea is going, you know, is going to be able to sustain a buffalo attack? Come on, it's not going to happen. Have you ever gone to the buffaloes? Have you ever seen the buffaloes out in the West?
I have not. No, but I'm guessing I won't be getting one as a pet anytime soon.
Well, you don't want one as a pet. They're a large creature. Okay. In case you don't get it, the Native Americans, who were the original badasses. These guys were able to hunt, fish, gather, appreciated the land. They knew the way to, don't go near those. They're, you know, unless you've got weapons, because they're pretty badass. You know, they're going to, you know, they can do some damage. And every year, it seems like the Native Americans are the ones that, hey, white people, you know, they no, don't go do this. Don't go. You wouldn't go into the water and say, I'm going to get a selfie with that shark. You wouldn't do that because there was something, you know, it's like, and maybe that's what we need, is we need like a Jaws-esque type of movie with the buffalo. Cocaine buffalo? Maybe. I don't know. I think we're more bear aware since Cocaine Bear, I would say. But here it is. Yet another. Actually, there have been two. A bison severely injured a Minnesota woman on Saturday at Theodore Roosevelt National Park. The National Park Service said in a statement on Tuesday, you know you're in Theodore Roosevelt when the buffaloes go, bully! No. Sorry. Why is that buffalo got a big stick? You know, it's coming to kick your butt because you got too close for the selfie. Park officials reported she was in serious but stable condition after suffering significant injuries to her abdomen and foot from the buffalo, who are not messing around. The woman was taken to Fargo Hospital after being transported by ambulance to a hospital in Dickinson, about 30 miles east of Painted Canyon, a colorful Badlands vista popular with motorists, when she was injured on the trailhead. The attack is under investigation. Exact details are unknown. Park Superintendent Angie Richmond did not immediately respond to questions. On Monday, a bison charged and gored a 47-year-old Phoenix woman in Yellowstone. She sustained significant injuries to her chest and abdomen, was taken by helicopter to Idaho Falls Hospital. Park officials reminded visitors that bison are large, powerful, and wild. Like I said, do we really need to do this public service announcement? You would think that you would say, hey, look, that's a large, powerful, and wild animal over there.
Yeah, I'm going to go kiss it.
Really? Apparently so.
I heard they bring the ball back when you play fetch.
Oh, do they? Oh, here you go. Come here, little. Come here, fella. Come here, bully. Come here. They can turn quickly, easily outrun people. Yeah, your spin class ain't going to help you here. I'm going to give you a heads up here. Bulls can be aggressive during mating season, which runs from mid-July through August. Park regulations require visitors to stay at least 25 yards away from large animals. Heck, I can say this. It's kind of rutting season around the lakes in Minneapolis right now. I wouldn't advise getting around some of the guys over there. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, and that's not a buffalo. That dude's just covered with too much cologne, okay? That's the biggest problem you got there. Whoa, you know, you just know. But I'm smart enough to stay away from that guy, let alone if there was a few thousand pound large buffalo right there. I'm not over there saying, it's so soft. You're about to discover the non-soft parts of the buffalo, and they're very good at showing them. Buffalo, they live on the plains with no camouflage. I mean, it's just grasslands. And wolves and coyotes go for them all the time. And they're like, all right, whatever. Let me throw you a few hundred feet. You think, you know, Pam from, you know, Talladega is going to be able to go up there and I'm going to go and give it a hug. It's a cute little thing. It's a buffalo. So, Pantheon, can you think of any other ones that we've had to do public service announcements, which you really don't believe we actually have to do these, but apparently we do?
I think bears have to be up there, too.
Well, my God, you'd think, you know, it's not a friendly animal. It's a bear.
And like buffalo, though, they're generally going to be scared. Not saying you want to go up and hug a bear, but yeah.
It's not a cow. It's not.
What great people are probably. Oh, it's just like a cow or a horse.
Okay, so I was at Oliver Kelly Farm. You know, have you ever been to that one? The historic farm up in the north by Elk River there?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I have, no.
It's a good farm. And the one guy says to me, hey, I want you to do something for me, right? So what? So I got to fix this fence post. All right. And there's already a cow, like the distance of you to me, already eyeing me up. And he's like, I need you to keep the cow back in the paddock.
How?
Well, just make noise. Really? Like, you know, show tunes? What? You know, it's like, I gotta believe. No, I mean.
And wave around this red thing, too.
What I did is I want you to put your arms straight out and go, ha! Which is my usual Friday night in Minneapolis. Never mind. Anyway, I'm supposed to put my arms out and seriously, ha! So, and this cow is looking at me like, oh, this is just, I'm going to go over and get the sweet grasses in the other field because Johnny Tourist here, he ain't going to stop me. And I did it, and the cow kind of looked at me and was like, okay, fine, you got me.
Oh, you did do it, okay.
Yes, I had to. The cow was testing me, man. He was coming up in my business. I was getting ready to throw hands. I don't even know what that means. I don't. I'm around the young kids, you know.
They show weakness around a cow.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, I'm like, where's the ice cream on this thing? You know, that was a cow. Cows have been domesticated. A dog scares a cow. A golden retriever scares a cow. You're going to think you're going out to a buffalo? Oh, God. It's like I said, you wouldn't think you would have to even do this public service announcement. Leave the large wild animals alone. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So I got to talk about a hilarious tweet from Twitter today that I just thought was hilarious. I really did. I just think that it's in that vein of just, you've got to be kidding me. that this is where you guys are at. Because if you don't know, Twitter is in trouble. Twitter's in big trouble. The idea that Elon Musk had that he was just going to be able to, you know, welcome all the trolls back and everyone was going to be happy again is blown up in his face because most major corporations don't want people who are either accusing everyone of being Hitler or praising Hitler to be where their ads for a Big Mac are. I mean, it just, you know, they don't necessarily think, yeah, let's advertise here. I mean, it's one of those things where they lost most of their major revenue. And Elon Musk has been, if I can be blunt, dumb enough to even talk about this on Twitter. Yeah, we're down dramatically on our sales. Oh, okay, that's good. And I'm, as much as I have been shocked at how many stupid conservatives, and I mean you guys are brick freaking dumb, to pay a billionaire for a blue check verification, a validation of your own existence, you're paying a billionaire. And don't get me wrong, I can understand some people doing this. When he first opened it up, remember when he first opened it up and all the people were setting up fake corporations with blue check marks? And putting out really kind of horrible statements about their own product. That was, yeah. They've cleaned that up a little bit, and they have now a verification process again, which apparently he didn't think was necessarily a good idea. I can get that some people want to have that. For me, I just look at that. That is, especially when I pull up your account and you got 150, 200 followers. You know, you're just, I can just see you. Do you wear like a blue check mark pin on your shirt walking around saying, I'm stupid enough to give a billionaire my money for him to validate me? Ha! Is that what you're doing? Because that's just dumb. It doesn't help as well. And this is a story. I was trying to try to get to this yesterday. I didn't really have the time. An investor in Elon Musk's Twitter has written down their stake of the business by 47%. He bought it for $44 billion. They're now listing it as $23 billion. And I should make sure we understand this. This investor is actually someone who's close friends or close business acquaintances with Elon Musk. This isn't just some neutral media outlet. This is someone who's invested in his company, so doesn't really want to, you know, spill the whole beans, but is someone who is supposedly an ally of Elon Musk, and even they are saying his company's worth today is $23 billion versus $44 billion. And I got to stop here. I've racked my brain to try to figure out a faster devaluation of this magnitude. I've never even heard of it. I've never even heard of this. He bought it in October. It's July. It's 9 months later. And we're not talking he bought it for $3 or $4 million and it's worth, you know, $1 million because he's got some issues there. He bought it for $44 billion and today its worth is $23 billion, according to someone who supports him and likes him and is invested in him. $23 billion. That's it. That's it. That's it. It's crazy. I can't think of any other corporation that has lost as much value in as short a period of time as Twitter has because of Elon Musk and because he is so bad at running it. Because once again, when Threads opened up, and by the way, Threads, Zuckerberg is not, you know, necessarily a good guy himself, and he's kind of weird. Not kind of, he's weird. But dude knows business, and he went for the freaking jugular. The second they went out there, or was it within a week? Oh, they went out there and said, we're going to put limits on how many tweets you can see in a day. He said, open up Threads, which was already attached to the much larger social media platform of Instagram. And I can tell you right now, there are people I know that I followed on Twitter all the time. and interacted with all the time who are now pretty much exclusively on Threads. I have not seen them on Twitter since then. Threads is going to stick. And it already is. They already had 100 million signups. And they hadn't even gotten to Europe yet. So, yeah. He has mismanaged this to a T. And when Threads came on out, he said something so insanely stupid that it makes me wonder if he actually has the function to use a spoon, let alone run things like Tesla and SpaceX and Twitter. He said, wouldn't you rather have people insult you to your face as opposed to live in some place where people you don't know who is and who is not against you? And I said to myself, he actually thinks we all wake up every day and just want a bunch of freaking trolls to constantly insult you and threaten you and say you're going to kill your kids and stuff like that. He thinks that's what we want. Dear Lord, 23 billion. How about 3 billion? How in the world are you even thinking your product is worth anything if this is what you think? I could walk down the street and have a pleasant conversation with someone, or I could walk down the street and have someone kick me right in the crotch. I'll take the crotch kicking. No one is saying that. No one is saying that. And yet well, that's what he was saying when Threads came out. He came out with the Twitter guys came out with a statement, which tells me they've realized, I think, this whole, we're here to insult you like it's the Don Rickles roast. We're here to insult you to your face is not the best plan. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. I'll talk about that tweet. Might get time for Dynamo Dave as well. And got Stein coming up here at 3:30. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us. The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Okay, so largest corporate losses of all time. Well, maybe because I mean that could, because I mean if you look at this list, there's a lot of them in 2009. So Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, their collapse there, but that was part of a larger industry-wide collapse. AOL Time Warner had their media collapse that happened. That's different. So let's go to the quarterly loss. Because this would be, so this would be in three quarters, he has lost this much money. Yeah, once again, it's a lot of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. I mean, you got Time Warner in 2008, but that was once again the full recession there. General Motors, when was that one? 2007. Well, that was kind of once again part of that. That was the beginning part of that, the economic bubble blasting there. AOL Time Warner is, it's now, it's owned by AT&T. And that was, I think that was the post 9/11 recession, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it?
So yeah, once again, that was right around the turn of the century. Yeah.
None of these things are self-induced. And you and I talked about Tylenol back in the 80s when they had the Tylenol scare. People were poisoning Tylenol. Tylenol themselves pulled their product off the shelves and took a massive loss because they realized they had one chance to rebuild brand loyalty. And so they put, you know, safety precautions and stuff like this. And they were successful with that. But that's not just bad corporate decisions. And by the way, if you want to look at annual losses, largest corporate annual losses of all time, you can factor in these major recessions. Twitter right now, if we're going off of his friend's loss, it would be $21 billion loss. It would already be the 15th worst loss of all time. And we are only three quarters of the way through the year. And that's with a friendly voice. Twitter is a mess. So here is the tweet. This came from Twitter Safety. More than 99% of content users and advertisers see on Twitter is healthy. And the reach of the hate speech on Twitter continues to represent an extremely small fraction of the overall conversation. Blah, 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 go into their sprinkler thing there. Today we're sharing update that includes April, May. They're basically saying that, oh, well, we've gotten rid of hate speech and this healthy interactions. Now, I pointed out to this morning, I am on Facebook. I am on Blue Sky. I'm on Mastodon. I'm on Threads. Those four. My combined following on all four of those is, and I can throw Instagram in there. That's like 400 followers there. I don't do that much on Instagram. But if I throw Instagram in there, I'm looking at about 9,200 followers on all of those. That'd be Facebook, Blue Sky, Mastodon, Threads, and Facebook. All right. And Instagram. 9,200. On Twitter, I have 3,700 followers. I have more negative people coming to my page and giving out pretty damn unhealthy comments, threats, insults, more in a day on Twitter than I get on the other five combined in a month. So this whole idea, I remember distinctly in October when Elon let all these the trolls back in and it instantaneously became a much more ugly situation. We had a nice little stretch there for a few weeks after January 6th until Elon took over. It wasn't the best. There were still some jerks, but it wasn't bad. But this whole idea of we've got tons of healthy interaction, bull crud, man. I am there every freaking day. Twitter is a freaking cesspool. And trust me, I get it. You don't want to. I got 3,700 followers there. That's really nice. And that's not easy to replace. But I got far more on Facebook. And trust me, there's probably going to be a day not that far down the line where I just say it's not worth it. It's just not worth being there anymore. And I'm not the only one. Threads is going to do some damage to Twitter. And that's why he's already threatening lawsuits. So anyway, I wanted to say this because of the all of the ludicrous statements I've ever heard, that's one of the most ludicrous. Dynamo Dave, I'll get you in here really quick before we go to the break. We got about a minute. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, I think you were talking about global warming, and here's an unfun fact. According to greenmatters.com, within 2 years now, the Florida Keys, that U.S. Highway 1, many of those bridges could be underwater. And I don't think there's any sort of program to fix that underway right now. And it's pretty costly to take ferries between islands.
Well, and that's key, you're talking about Key West on the very southern side, right?
Yes. So the whole Florida Keys, that it's, you know, nicknamed the Highway to the Sea. It'll be called the Highway Under the Sea.
Well, and you know what? They and Dave, thank you very much. These are the people that are going to be sitting there screaming the day it goes underwater. It's like, we need help. We need help. And 24 hours earlier, it's like, look at you loon ball liberals with your climate change. Where's your problem now? There's not much you can do. And the reality is I think that at this point, considering how much we've talked about climate change, and I can tell you this, little things, everyone can do a little thing. I got a hybrid car right now. Tomorrow I'm going to fill it up with gas. It'll be the first time in 18 days I put gas in my car. 18, and it's not like I'm not driving it. They're fantastic. You can do little things like that. Solar power panels on your house. You can just recycle effectively. Turn off, not use power as much as you can. Little things that you can do. And the reality is that there's too many people out there that they just buy into this. You don't have to do a damn thing. It's just made up. And those are the people who are always belly aching and crying most when their house is swept out to sea or the road to their house is underwater. Why isn't anybody helping me? Well, because you were a jackass for 30 years and now all of a sudden you're acting like the victim. So now it doesn't make me want to roll out the red carpet for you. How about I say it like that? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come back. Stein. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary August 5th and 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into the artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park for the Powderhorn Art Fair on August 5th and 6th at powderhornartfair.com. Again, that's the Powderhorn Art Fair, August 5th and 6th, or at powderhornartfair.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Allow me to give you a couple of the most important cleaning tips that you need to know. Vacuuming is not sufficient to maintain the cleanliness and lifespan of your carpet, period. My friends at Zero Res use their platinum-rated cleaning system that safely and effectively removes all that deeply embedded nasty dirt, dander, and bacteria. Not only does the patented Zero Res process clean better than anything on the market, surfaces dry faster, and your home and business will stay cleaner longer guaranteed. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering 3 rooms starting at just $129 and get a 4th room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. That's Zero Res.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 87. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low around 62. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 81.
Supper Club invites you to check out the stylish Maggie's Lounge before or after your show. With a welcoming atmosphere, it's the perfect place to catch up with friends before or after a show. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays beginning at 4:30. Stop by for cocktails and light bites. More at CrootersLoungeMN.com.
Jeff.
Steins, our national and presidential expert and noted author. You can find his books over at Next Chapter Books, as well as TotallyIowa.com, the Iowa Business Report, and the Iowa Politics Report. Come to us via the KEXEL Cedar Falls Waterloo, where Jeff is located today. Hey, Jeff.
Are you happier with the Twins?
Well, I'm happier that they benched Buxton. Do they? Hey, Brett, do we know, is Buxton back in the lineup again tonight or no?
Oh, let's see.
All right, see if
that is. DH that can barely hit the
He's bitten, 198, for goodness sake.
Here's all I know, boys and girls. I'm minding my own business. I watch the Twitter machine, and Matt McNeil says people should lose their jobs.
Yes.
That's all I know. And so I felt compelled to ask.
They keep playing certain players in the four or the three slot hitting 190. That's not a smart play. I don't know if they've released the lineup yet, have they, for tonight?
That I'm seeing yet. Yeah, no.
Waller would be.
It's confidential. Yeah. It's secret. We're not going to let you know because there's probably a secret weapon that's going to come up that you're not supposed to know about yet. And then it'll be happy days are here again, right?
Dude, man, a decent manager could have this team about 15 games higher in the standings. And it really is.
What would you do? I don't want to go back to the old days when you did sports, but what would you do right now? Put on a jersey and take the field. What are you doing?
I wouldn't have been dumb enough. First of all, I wouldn't have been dumb enough to go trade the American League reigning batting championship when I got Mr. Glass over there in the corner who breaks an arm every time he picks up a piece of paper and say, you know what? They were willing to take Buxton or a rise. I'm going to give him a rise. They trade they did with Miami. They can't get out of their own way. The problem with the Twins, you want to know
how do you fix it? What do you do tonight?
Stop managing the team based on the revenue from jersey sales, because that's the problem, is that the front office is controlling the management of that team, I think, to where the fact that they sell a lot of Byron Buxton jerseys, so Byron Buxton has to be in the lineup, even when he clearly should not be in the lineup. And that is the problem. You cannot, if you want to sell jerseys, go sell jerseys. You want to have a baseball team, have a baseball team, but don't try to manage the baseball team by saying, who's our number one seller today?
By the way, I want to thank Brett for putting our names up on the screen as he began that rant so no one would be confused. What jersey number would you wear? Is it 995 for 950?
Oh, 950? Well, no, I'd be number one, maybe.
I think Billy Martin wore number one for the Twins in the past. I'd roll that out there.
Have we retired Billy Martin's number? I don't think we retired Billy Martin's number. I don't think we have. So I think it's still viable. I might have
enough. Wear 45.
I'm not going to go get Kirby's number. So it's like, take it down off the wall. Put it on me.
Matt used to wear 23, but in the comeback, he's wearing 45.
There you go. Nicely
very
done.
Very well played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The letter that former President Trump received from Special Counsel Jack Smith informing that he's a target of a federal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election mentions three federal statutes related to the deprivation of rights, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and tampering with a witness. Trump's in trouble with this. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people, I've seen quite a bit of an analyst talking about the fact that they're saying, really, this is why Trump is so determined to win the presidency, is the only way he's going to get out of this right now is if he wins the election next year.
I went Jordan with the 45. Brett went Trump with the 45. So nice reference. Just to make sure we honed in on that. Of course, it's the best chance for him, because he cannot trust any of the others to pardon him. All right, so let's play this out then. Obviously, no one with a D by their name is going to pardon Trump, right? Okay. No amount of healing the nation, that's not going to happen. You have a whole host of Republicans who say, if I'm president, I'll pardon Trump. Starts with DeSantis, goes through Ramaswamy, et cetera, et cetera. And there are others who are like, no, let him rot. You know, that's the Will Hurd, Asa Hutchinson, yeah. Chris Christie wing of the party, but potentially growing. But in any event, if I'm Donald Trump, do I trust Ron DeSantis to pardon me? Because all Trump will do in a DeSantis presidency, obtained by whatever means, is undermine him. Right. If anybody listens to what he has to say, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, truly, the only way he can get out of this is to pardon himself. But we may not be able to pardon ourselves, especially if it's a state charge like in New York or forthcoming in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So which we're not talking. That's not the letter from Jack Smith either. So, I mean, this once again, just.
No, absolutely. But we've talked before where it's like, okay, the president can pardon people. Not if it's a state charge. And so now you've just got this domino effect of things. But what I find fascinating about it, and this is the thing to watch. If Trump is indicted by the January 6th grand jury, he won't be indicted alone. Because one of the hallmarks of this is conspiracy, correct?
Yep.
And if in order to have a conspiracy, you have to have two people. So look what they did with the documents case in Florida. They indicted Trump and one of his employees who may have physically moved boxes. Now, what's that employee's defense? The boss told me to move a box. I didn't know what it was. You indict. I mean, this is smart prosecution, right? For example, when you, Matt, get hauled before the grand jury.
Of course.
All right.
Eventually.
They might indict Brett as well, because even though he has nothing really to do with it, he'll roll on you in a heartbeat. To save himself.
Say that again, yes.
He's the ringleader. What are you talking about? I have no idea where those pandas came from. I really have no idea.
I could have gone the other direction, but Brett controls the microphone. So I went with, he's the innocent party and you're the rogue. So what did they do in the documents case? They indict this poor guy whose only crime is he's an employee of Trump. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to squeeze him so that he'll roll on Trump to save his own neck. That's what you do in these cases. Okay, so let's say you've got a federal indictment, January 6th grand jury. It's not just going to be Trump. And the question is, who is indicted with him and how many? And that's going to be key, because how many of these people, when push really comes to shove, are going to sing like canaries to save their own skin.
Well, and it should be pointed out that one of the problems that his employee was having was he was saying, I'm trying to find my own lawyer here. And the Trump team was trying to set him up with a Trump team controlled lawyer. And he was like, no, I don't want that. I want to try. And I think he's got a guy out of Florida now, if I remember the news story correctly. But
yeah, because you have to have somebody who's licensed in Florida.
Yeah.
That was part of the problem, too, because they were people were volunteering. Well, OK, A, do you trust that? And second, are they even licensed to practice in the jurisdiction?
Yeah.
But what names could you hear along as indicted co-conspirators?
Roger Stone, Giuliani, Bannon. Stephen Miller, I wouldn't put him past him being involved here. Let's be honest. I mean, considering what we learned about the Trump charity that he was running, would anyone be surprised if Junior, Eric, and Ivanka's name possibly come up? I wouldn't.
Well, but again, with regard to January 6th, I'm not so sure. Because that's a whole different issue.
Well, but we're also not just talking about January 6th. It's that whole running from the day of the election when Rudy starts running through the White House saying, deny it, deny it, deny it. Yeah. And he's running through the White House on that. I think that's the case. By the way, can we step back here 1 second here? Because it's historically, I sometimes like to talk about this. Isn't this really, when you talk about who would pardon him, isn't this the legacy of Ford? Is that no one remembers Gerald Ford for any other reason outside of he pardoned Nixon. And if I am a president and if I'm the Republican or even the Democrat or anything like this, and I'm saying to him, you know, people are like, you should go probably pardon him.
Do you want to do that? Because all you could do anything else, but the number one thing that you will always be remembered for is you pardoned and to pardon someone, you have to have someone who's guilty of something. You know, you pardoned a guilty Trump, you know, for whatever the reason is. And I just don't think when you look at people and you get to that point in legacy building, I don't think they want to be Ford 2.0.
Okay, a couple of distinctions. I generally agree with you, but a couple of distinctions. Ford pardoned Nixon before any charges were filed of any kind. And the gist of it was to say, we have to get past this. And so he's left office. I'm going to pardon him for anything he might have done. There, we're done. Let's move forward. That was in 1974. It's going to be 50 years by the time the next president takes the oath. 49 and a half, okay? It's a very different political climate, number one. But number two, you have active charges against Trump. And presuming this federal indictment comes in with January 6th, this will be the third indictment, two of them federal. There is a big difference between pardoning someone who has not been charged 50 years ago. And I'm not saying that was ultimately right. He didn't win election in his own right because of it. There's no doubt. No doubt. We got Jimmy Carter because of the pardon. Okay. Any Democrat because of the pardon. The next president in 2025, if that person is a Democrat or is a Republican, you're going to have a former president who has been charged multiple times in different jurisdictions, who might be convicted of something. That's a very different pardon situation, isn't it?
Well, and
Ford rationale was to not put the country through all this. Well, we're through it. Okay.
Well, and you're not going to be able to say, because you, like I said, if you're bringing charges, even if you haven't gotten convictions, you're bringing charges, you're going to go to trial, they pardon him. And all of a sudden the evidence against him is going to come on out. And all of a sudden, if there is like undeniable, he is guilty, he should have been charged, he should have gone to jail, that president has to be answer the question. It's like, well, didn't you know this case? And you're not going to be able to say, oh, I didn't really research to see if there was anything bad that had happened. That's going to blow up in your face really bad.
Well, and that's the whole thing where you get someone like DeSantis right now who's been saying, I will pardon anyone, including January 6th defendants, who were prosecuted for political reasons. Okay, it's a great stump statement, but he has no intention of keeping his word with that, because once he gets into the White House, assume he does, he's going to look and say, well, actually, this was for the sanctity of the Republic. This had nothing to do with political purposes. And that's how he'll weasel out of the promise to pardon Trump. He'll say, well, when I said that, I didn't know that he was going to be convicted by a jury of his peers. I didn't know all of this evidence. It's tough being him, but we don't have to worry about him being invited to any reunions anytime soon, because he'll be at the Gray Bar Hotel for life. So, you know, to that point, you're at a very different place here where there's even more downside for a president who pardons Trump, especially, again, you're DeSantis. Part of your whole appeal is to say, I can do this for 8 years. If I'm Trump light, at least I'll be there for 8 years. And if you torpedo your own presidency by cleansing a conviction of a former president, oof. That's tough.
A conviction for trying to overthrow an election. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. And now we're starting to look, you know, third world kangaroo court sort of stuff. And that's kind of nasty. By the way, not even the wildest headline I saw of Trump. Did you see the one? Apparently, Israel has formally filed a protest because they lent some ancient artifacts to the White House while Trump was in there. And Trump just took them with him down to Mar-a-Lago. Ancient Israeli artifacts, which are priceless artifacts, which they were kind, very kind to them to bring them over, have them on display, part of this. And Trump, before, hey, grab all those are with me. You know, I only hope that the ancient Israeli artifacts were not stored in the same room as the boxes in the bathroom. Okay.
Well, let's see. We got files. We got some T-shirts. Then there's some tchotchkes over here. I don't know where that. I don't know. I had not heard that. Is that why the Israeli president was at the White House?
I think it was because he was coming over. They said, okay, why don't we have our antiquities guys come with us? Because we're going to formally say, we want this stuff back. And of course,
I thought he was showing up to say, I got a bag here. If you just want to fill it with the stuff.
Didn't Trump on a golf course have a plaque that he made up about like a Civil War family member that was just completely fraudulent or something of that nature?
I don't know.
Oh God!
I mean, here's why I'm dismissive of it. It's like, sure. There's a level of where do we go from here that, from a political campaign standpoint, has to include Trump, right? He's the GOP front runner by far. Does that change? I don't know. My feeling is you've got Trump running again, and it's going to be Biden running again if the current paths play out, right? So what leads anyone on any side to think the result is different in 2024? And I say that for this reason. If you're the Republicans who believe that the election was stolen in 2020. What steps have been taken to make sure it isn't stolen again in 2024? Answer, nothing. Nothing has been done to change election law. Nothing has been done in any respect. So why do you think there would be a different result?
By the way, you see
what I'm saying?
It's fraudulent, though. I mean, Joe Biden won fair and square. And
I
understand what you're saying from their point of view. But the reality is I think he's going to lose even worse unless,
that's the other half of it, right? I mean, if you're a Trump supporter and you think you was robbed in 2020, you've done nothing to suggest a different outcome in 2024. And if, in fact, everything is fair and square in 2020, what's to say you're going to have any different outcome in 2024? There's nothing to suggest a change.
And we just saw in 2022 a very upsetting thing for a lot of Republicans is that, societal issues will override economic issues for a family. If you start taking away people, if the perception is you're taking away people's rights, and that's not a very easy sell, saying, hey, we're still good for the economy. Yeah, but for you to be good at the economy, I have to lose my rights. No, that's not going to play. And that's another problem for the Republicans.
And to your point briefly before you break, we have to remember this is not a national election. It is a state by state election. And so I don't care what a national poll says about abortion, gun control, Republican versus Democrat. I care what individual state polls read because that's how we vote. And so to your point, why did Republicans not do as well in 2022? Because they were looking at a national issue, quote unquote, and they were missing the state by state, district by district races. That's why it didn't pan out.
And they're still not getting out of their own way. Michigan. We've got to talk about this because it's the Al Capone thing. It's not heavy duty charges, but they're going to stick. Jeff Stein joining us right now. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. The Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces Services at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblatt. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblatt from Shamblatt Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ShamblattFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us right now. Michigan is where we're seeing this other bit of legal news. 16 Republicans have been charged with 8 counts each for basically being the fake electors in Michigan and trying to pass themselves off. Forgery is the main thing. This would be like me trying to write a check for Jeff Stein and trying to cash it somewhere. You can't do that. You can't represent yourself as someone else illegally, and that's part of it. Here's the other part, which I thought was fascinating. It's state law in Michigan that the electors have to be elected in the state capitol. This didn't happen in the state capitol. This happened in the basement of the Republican Party headquarters, and it's illegal for them to pass themselves off as electors that were not elected in the state capitol. That's one of the charges, and as one person said, it's that's just cut and dry. These guys are going to get convicted on that one easy just because you're supposed to know where you're supposed to be when this happens.
I have heard some on the national level, and this is the danger between national versus local, say, well, it's not like the people in Congress were confused as to who the electors were, and so therefore it's not fraudulent because it was not believable. Okay? Fine, play that one out, except to your point. Here's the state law. Here's how we certify our electors in this state.
Yep.
And if you so this is why I don't like the histrionics about national this and national that. Nothing is national. You have different rules in different states for electors. And if you sit in a party headquarters basement and sign a document, then you either are ignorant of the law, and ignorance is no excuse on a law like this, because your intention was to pass yourself off as an elector.
Overturn your state's election, yes.
You know, I mean, people are just... They were very quick to say, what can we do without checking out any of the rules?
Yeah, it's not a bookkeeping error.
Rules get in the way.
Yeah, it's not a bookkeeping error. And it's Capone on mail fraud. You know, it's not pretty. It's not zazzy, but you're going to have a lot of years in jail because of this, because it's really cut and dry. I mean, they're fraudulent. It's forgery. They're in trouble for this, and they're already... You know, some questions on whether or not this is about something. There was what Christine Bobb, Trump's attorney, said this was about trying to get the fake electors to flip on Trump and testify against him, which was a mistake because so far Jack Smith has not even talked about the fake electors. And so this is almost an admission by Bob that Trump knew that the fake electors were there. And so, yeah, this is a mistake there. It's a mess. But as you said, it's federal people trying to dictate state law, and they don't know these laws. They didn't know them back when they tried to overturn the election, and they still don't know them today.
Well, and this is the problem again with thinking of this as a national election. It is an election by states for a national audience or a national office. And until people figure that out, that you're going to have different poll times, that you're going to have different rules, you're going to have all of these things, you're just going to have this mess. And as quickly as I saw someone say, the only people who have suffered as a result of any of this are the ones who are actually doing things like signing documents and going to the Capitol. The January 6th grand jury could change that dynamic.
Trump doesn't even know he can record a phone call, for God's sake. It's got some issues there.
It was a perfect phone call, man. You leave that alone.
Listen to Stein this week in Hour 2. That's coming up next.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at minnesotanewsnetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950. The Progressive.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.